Han vår, ge vår på, ge vår vinse på. Amen. In today's gospel, we hear how Christ speaks with his disciples about temptations and sins, and how important it is to forgive others. And what is interesting is the way the disciples respond to Christ. When he says to them, you need to forgive people, you need to do this and you need to do that, they don't say, how? Show us how to do it. We don't understand. They don't even say, we don't want to, as most Armenians would say. But rather, they say, increase our faith. Because they know that only through faith can these things be done. They say, increase our faith. Something I think is needed by all of us at one time or another in our lives. But what is even more interesting is the way Christ responds to this response. Right? He says, you need to forgive, beware of temptation, beware of sin, and all these things. And they say, increase our faith. And he says, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you would be able to tell this tree, this mustard seed, you would be able to say to this fig tree, uproot yourself and be planted in the sea, and it will obey you. And it shows us that this thing called faith, a unique tool that Christ has given us, can do miracles. Even throughout the Gospels, we have been told by Christ himself that if you have faith, you can uproot trees, move mountains, heal the sick, and even raise the dead. This is what faith can do. The question arises naturally, how do we increase our faith? The disciple says, Lord, increase our faith. How do we do this? And the church fathers say there are three ways in doing this. The first is by studying our faith. Now everyone will say, okay, I can study it, but I don't understand it. But the church fathers say you need to study. You need to read the Bible. You need to pray. Learn the church fathers. Learn the saints' lives. Learn theology. Participate in Bible studies. Listen to sermons. Just study your faith and you will know your faith. But that can only go so far. The church fathers also say, don't stop at that, but learn general knowledge. The more we learn about other things, the more we become comfortable with our own faith. The church fathers say, study about economy. Study about biology, about anatomy, about the universe. The more you learn about these things, the more you will see God in them. It's only fools who say, God is up there, and everything else down here is void of God. It's the opposite. God created all of this, and he has placed himself in these things, so that the more we study them, the more we will see God in them. The second thing they say, and how we can increase our faith, is by suffering for it. It's not something we like to do, especially as Americans. We don't like to suffer for our faith. We don't even like to suffer when our phone doesn't turn on quick enough, or open a page in our apps. We don't like that. But God says, and Christ teaches us, that through suffering your faith will be increased. When we suffer for our faith, we become stronger in our faith. Not because we are stubborn, but because we become more resolute. Look at all of Armenian history, 2,000 years of Christian Armenian history, and that's all we have done, is we have suffered for Christ. And we are not here today because we don't want to be someone else. We are here today as Christians because we are founded in our faith, resolute in our faith, and strong in our faith because we have suffered for our faith. Those countries and those people who are persecuted for the faith of Christ are the most faithful and strongest in the world. Look at anyone in the world and they will die for Christ. This is how we increase our faith. The third way we increase our faith is by seeing others, seeing another person's faith. And all of us see this at one time or another in our lives. And some of us even have had the faith, or the seeds of faith planted within us at a very young age, whether it be by a grandmother or a grandfather or an aunt, an uncle, a parent, a brother, a sister, or a friend, or a priest or someone else. They saw someone else's faith and they said, I want to be like that. The English saying, monkey see, monkey do, is very true also when it comes to faith. When we see someone else's faith, it encourages us. When we see someone else speak out for Christ, it gives us courage to speak out for Christ. It is through learning, studying, through suffering, and through seeing someone else's faith that we become stronger in our faith. And when we become strong in our faith, we can affect another person's faith. Very often, we think that we have to be these great theologians or priests or saints or Bible scholars in order to teach faith. But it's not the case at all. Christ says you need only the faith of a mustard seed and you can perform miracles. We don't need to be great theologians to do this. There's a story of a village off in the distance. And there's no rain for many, many months. And so the villagers and the farmers are worried. They say, what are we going to do? If there's no rain, there's no crops. If there's no crops, there's no food. If there's no food, we die. What are we going to do? So they say, let's go to the dead high. Let's go to the priest and let's ask him. So they go to the church and they ask the priest. They say, dead high, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to bring rain again? And the priest thinks about it and says, all right, let me go ask some of the wise people in the parish. So he goes and he asks and he thinks about it and he comes back. He comes back and he says, I know what we're going to do. We're going to do a service called Antasam, the blessing of the four corners of the earth. And we're going to pray for rain to come. And he says, tomorrow I want you to tell everybody, come to church and I want you to bring all of the holy objects that you have in your houses. Everything that you find holy, bring to church so we can show God our faith that we believe in him. So all the villagers go home. The next day they come to church and they're all bringing. They all have brought their crosses. They brought their Bibles. They brought their prayer books. They brought icons. They brought incense. They brought all different things. But one little boy brought an umbrella because he believed that it was going to rain. And the villagers saw this, and they were amazed. They were changed. They began to believe. They did the service, and then all of a sudden it starts to rain. We are not called to be theologians. We are not called to be Bible scholars. We are not called to be priests. We are not all called to be these great, great scholars of any type. We are called to have the faith of a mustard seed. That's all we're called to do. And if we are called to have the faith of a mustard seed, and we have that faith, we can infect others. We can change others' lives and their faith. And if their lives and faith are changed, they too can go and change others. We pray in the Lord's Prayer, your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. We pray that heaven comes to earth. But the only way we can do that is by changing our faith and by giving our faith to others. So, faith is not something that can be bought or sold. If it was only that simple. But faith can be given through interaction. We have had faith planted in each of us, especially at our baptisms. At each of our baptisms, faith has been planted in us, and now it must be watered so it can grow. And it will grow through studying, through suffering, and through seeing others' faith. We must change who we are in order for this world to be changed. Whatever you pray, Christ says, no matter what it is, he says, pray as if you have already received it, and it will be given to you. That is faith. The little boy came already knowing that it would rain, and he brought his umbrella. We also must do the same thing. So as we pray in our lives for whatever we may want and whatever we may need, I ask that we pray believing it has already been given. Take out your umbrellas, your spiritual umbrellas, and show God that you believe, and he will grant you what you ask. Amen.